Hey, now, you know, we are living beyond 2020. And I say beyond 2020 because 2020 was such a benchmark in how we viewed the world, how we viewed life, how we viewed even our own progress and our own power. And so in our book, Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on surviving amidst a pandemic. Like, how do you do this? And not only how do you survive, how do you thrive amidst a pandemic? Well, I have one of my most beloved students and clients and colleagues. She is just a person, just extraordinary in every single way. I have Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC. I remember when she named herself that. Nikki, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. Welcome. Tell us something.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lynn. I am certainly so thrilled and honored to spend this time with you to share a little bit about who I am. And I am Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC, that's mentor and coach.
Come on now. Let me tell you. You know, I just have to ask you this. And I know I've heard some of it already, but, you know, so the pandemic hit. We all had to stay in the house, and somehow you happened upon a video or something of Dr. Lynn's and, you know, joined New Wealth University. What was that like for you? What was that experience like? Because you have done it all. You have joined the speaker training. You have done the classes. You have been an ardent student. But you're a successful executive in your own right. What happened for you?
Wow. What didn't happen? 2020 was a year of tremendous change. And I had taken a vow for myself in 2020 prior to the pandemic hitting that was going to be a year of rest and quiet for me, because I had done a lot and I was searching for the Lord to open up the windows and pour me out a blessing that I didn't have room enough to receive. But what I meant by that was I was really searching for a connection and a broader sense of purpose, because I didn't want to just be doing things to be doing things. And so when my family started to feel the effects of COVID, that took a toll on me.
Wow.
Because in my family, in my community, Dr. Lynn, I'm the strong one, right?
Yeah.
And I was literally trying to figure out how was I going to be able to be the pillar and carry the weight. I was walking around the neighborhood and I was like, Lord, don't send me anything. Just don't, your will, not my will.
Wow.
And I can remember walking through the neighborhood, asking God to let me know what his will was. And I truly stumbled upon your video.
Wow.
While searching for music on my phone while I was exercising. It was total quiet. It was just me in the neighborhood. I wasn't walking with friends, family, no one. It was just me. And I stumbled upon your video, and there was an instant sense of relief for me. I knew that you were the person I was supposed to be connected to.
Wow. You know, you have something in your opening statement, first of all. Such a lovely, I'm not sure if it's a poem, a haiku. I get all of the terminology confused, but you said something and it says, you said, my people have survived since the beginning of creation from turmoil and tragedies throughout every generation. Yet they rise with resilience like a phoenix each time, with determination and strength that their ancestors left behind. This felt so much like you went and did some soul work. You went all the way to the bottom. You know, you just went all the way there. And you said you opened it up. What intrigued me so much about what you contributed to Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst the Pandemic, with, you know, I'm in here, MC Light, Virgie, Deidre, Attorney William, so many great people have contributed to this book. But you said, I find it ironic that the word thrive is a verb and pandemic is an adjective. I want to bring to your attention that for a disease, which is a noun, to become a pandemic, worldwide spread of the disease, it must take action, develop, which is, in essence, the very definition of the word thrive. Let me tell you, I just dropped the mic on that. I dropped the mic on that. Let me ask you this. As you penned your part of Beyond 2020, where did you find you were most vulnerable or had to dig deepest?
That's a good question. And I'll say this. As I penned, it was healing for me as well.
Yes.
Because I had to dig deep in knowing, and I mentioned this early, being okay with not being strong was okay.
Wow.
A lot happened in 2020. I mentioned that before. And all at once, I've always thought that I was the pillar of this and the pillar of that. But in 2020, being okay with not being okay meant that I gave power back to grown people.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
And that made me vulnerable, because when you become a dependent for other people, that gives you a sense of control. And
yes.
In 2020, this was the year of total surrender for me. And so I had to give up that control. And that was a very vulnerable emotional state for me.
Who influenced you most during the pandemic to stay focused and not give up? Because we know, you know, so many people just, I think everything, ADHD, ADD, everything just kind of took over. And you had to just have it real. I think you had to have a community, for one. But who influenced you the most during the pandemic and to stay focused and to not give up?
I'll be honest. I lost my godfather to COVID. My godmother was sick from COVID. And my mother became ill from COVID to the point where she went into the hospital.
Wow.
And she told me a story when she came out of the hospital, praise God, that she had a visitation from the Lord, and God told her, he sat atop of her bed on a dresser, if you will, for lack of a better word, and asked her what she wanted. And she said she wanted to go home. And he said, all you have to do is believe.
Ooh, come on now.
So, my mother, Dr. Lynn, if I look at just life and the experiences that I was going through, I thought I was at the end of my rope and searching for what my purpose and value really was. But through her experience, my mom showed me that you can have a little bit more faith and surrender a little bit more to God's will. And all you have to do is believe.
Yes.
And that was so impactful for me. Now, on the flip side of that, I'm a big supporter for everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, you know, extra toot your horn, but I have to toot your horn. Because from a financial standpoint, all roads led to Nikki Cherie. And Dr. Lynn, you showed me that I can't measure myself in terms of my financial freedom in terms of time.
Yeah.
I needed to stay faithful, committed to the process, and recognize the fruits of my labor. And that gave me the sense and the peace to continue to do the things that I had been doing. Because it's always been my goal, my name means victory of the people, to help other people overcome.
Yes.
And in these moments, I needed someone to help me. And that came from you and from my mother.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, 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 wow. Let me tell you, surrender. Surrender is everything. People think surrender is giving up, but surrender is growing up. Surrender is blowing up. Surrender is elevating. Surrender is freedom. It is freedom. Oh, my God. This is so powerful. You know what? We are going to talk a little bit more. For right now, I want everybody to go to asklynn.org. Get your copy of Beyond 2020. And I'm going to give you some more information about how to get in touch with Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Okay, we're talking about how to live beyond 2020, life and business lessons on thriving amidst a pandemic. One of my just beloved authors, Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC, is with us. Nikki, wow, you talked about surrender and you talked about the visit that your mother had during the COVID, you know, experience and so on and so forth, and her wanting to go home. Can you give us a real life example? That was huge. But can you give us a real life example of how you applied one of the lessons you talked about in the book?
Yes. And it's just so funny that during this time, family was on the forefront, I guess, for a lot of us, because, you know, people were coming together and we were spending way more time with our family than we could have ever imagined pre-pandemic. But in this particular case, I have a father who, you know, by all rights and all intents and purposes, people would say was my estranged father. He didn't raise me. I've always known who my father is. And I mentioned that my godfather had gotten ill and he had fallen sick.
Okay.
He fell ill and he was in the hospital and he subsequently passed away. But my natural biological father resurfaced.
Wow.
And when he resurfaced almost at the point of death. Like, there was a life and decision that needed to be made.
Yeah.
And I can remember praying to God and saying, God, he was never there for me. And I tried so many times to be what I thought he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But during the pandemic, during this time, God had to remind me to go back to the basics. And the basic was love.
Yes. Ooh, come on, preach. Yes.
And my action of love was to help in the natural save my father's life, which meant I needed to take guardianship of him.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Because what did you say? Make sure that we have estate plans in place.
Yes.
We have powers of attorney.
Yes.
Powers of all of those things. But I took guardianship of my father and had to go back to the basics of love.
Mm-hmm.
That meant I needed to spend that quiet time.
Yes.
Listening and surrendering, because that's not something I wanted to take on. Remember, I said, I'm giving power back to the wrong people.
Yes.
Well, in this particular case, he was powerless.
Yes.
And God gave me the power of grace.
Yes.
To help save his life.
Come on.
And that was just a big lesson, because I lost what I learned to be my dad when my godfather died.
Yeah.
But I established a relationship with my biological father in a new way. And the shackles, the barriers, the resentment, the what ifs, the all of the what happened in the past, that fell to the wayside. And God showed me a new way to approach this relationship in the midst of the pandemic. And our relationship is now thriving.
Oh, my God. You know, one of the things that I often say, I told my oldest daughter when she was 23, she was living in my home. And she was in the middle of a transition and had not finished school yet, but she was home and we were loving and healing and nurturing and all of that. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I was your age when I had you. And her mouth dropped open, because what she realized is that at that age where she was at that time, she knew that if she had a baby, we don't know what would have happened to the doggone child. Okay. Jesus, help us all. And it was a moment of truth for us. And it was the only way I could get her to understand who and what I was at that age. I was 23. I was young. I was young mother, newly married. I didn't have any real issues, except that I didn't have a purpose.
And Lynn Richardson Without a Purpose is an empty vessel. And that's what I felt like at that particular time. And so I say to people often, forgive your parents. They didn't know what they were doing. If they didn't do it, what you thought they should have done, if it wasn't like the Brady Bunch or the Cosby Show or, you know, the Waltons or whatever, it's because they didn't know what they were doing. And we don't get a book to teach us what to do. And most of us as parents were in our 20s, and 20-year-old people are not smart.
Now, I'm saying this, I'm not talking about y'all out there, but you're not wise. We're not wise in our 20s. In our 30s, we're trying to figure out how we're going to fix what we did in our 20s. And finally, by the time you're 40, if you got some breath left in you, you know you're doing something. But I think that is so noble. And it leads me to the very next question. I would say, I would like to ask you, Nikki, Cherie, we're talking about Beyond 2020, life and business lessons on thriving amidst a pandemic. We have some outstanding women who have contributed to this great work. So you will get a comprehensive, I say, blueprint for survival and for surviving and for thriving. And we've got Diane Bowdery, Nikki Cherie, Andrea Hayden, Dr. Katrina Pullum, Virgie Bully, Angelina Crosby-Pigott, Erica Blair McGrew, our stock expert, Michelle Sanderson, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, Ophelia Schultz, Dr. Vanessa Day-Denzine, Attorney Michelle J. Miller, Ingrid LaVon, Attorney Serena Williams, and MC Light and myself. And so what we did is we came together with just this little, you know, small, intimate, easy to read Bible of how you can get to the next step. So Nikki, how would you describe an area where you thrived during the pandemic?
Whew, I get to talk and have some fun. Aside from my family, which I hope has come across sincerely, I saw the fruits of my consistent labor and unmitigated faith in God in my finances. Dr. Lynn, you couldn't have stepped in at a better time.
I stepped on in, child, didn't
you? You stepped in and showed me exponentially the importance of following the process, because seeds that I had sown, I reaped a harvest during the pandemic. When I tell you, I can remember you sharing your testimony about you got the bonus. And you said, wait a minute, who took my money?
Baby, I was like, what the heck? Girl, excuse me, this is supposed to be daytime radio, child.
And the thing that you needed to do in order to be prepared or to make sure that Uncle Sam didn't steal it all.
Didn't take all my money, child. I done got hot flash up in here around my money.
Financial freedom is a real thing, and the pandemic hit, but because you walked into my life, I was able to even shore up what I thought I was already doing well.
And I
was able to walk in overflow financially in 2020.
Hold that point, because I want to talk a little bit more about that. Go to AskLynn.org for the book, everybody. AskLynn.org, Beyond 2020.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123.
So I'm talking to Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC, just such a beautiful, beautiful vessel. One of the co-collaborating authors of Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. Nikki, so you said you were thriving financially during the pandemic. Talk to us about that. Talk to us. Because, you know, I said you're going to be a millionaire, billionaire witness. Now, I don't know what y'all going to do out there, but there's a way to thrive during this time. Tell us about that.
Amen to the amen. There is a way to thrive. So let me tell you some of the things that I learned. So you mentioned that I am an executive, so I'm a corporateur. And the things that I have learned and put in place, I created my own financial statements for my business. I got my record book together. I made sure that I went to my CPA. I followed all of the rules and principles and get your money back. Mm-hmm. I had my tax box minus my mileage program. My spreadsheet was ready. And so as the overflow and the blessings came in, I learned how to live my life like a business. Now, I thought that I was doing something. This is truth and not a lie. I thought that I was doing something.
Wow.
Just the way that you broke down the principles. I started with 21 Days to Financial Freedom. Dr. Lynn, I, in the past, wrote a book.
Yeah.
To try to teach people what I had learned in terms of having a budget and managing your finances. But honey, you can only learn from the best. You take that thing to the next level beyond what I even thought.
Wow.
It's practical ways to dig deeper.
Yeah.
I learned that I had spending addictions.
Oh, okay? My goodness.
I took that money from those spending addictions. When you gave me my financial analysis, I went back to my financial planner. I said, what can we do with this?
Yes.
We shored up my husband's retirement plan because guess what? We had extra money.
Yeah.
So not only were blessings flowing in, the way that we began to manage the finances that I already thought I was managing.
Wow.
To the next level.
Yeah.
And that's because you caused me to stop, to look at myself first.
Wow.
To evaluate, is there more that I can do? And am I trying to keep up with somebody else?
Come on now. You know, I recently, we bought a house here in California, something I never thought I'd do. And with a move, you know, you got to not just move your things, but you move in a whole energy. And so Light was here over the weekend and we were handling business and I have all my bills stacked up. Like I feel like Grandma B in 1972. I got my light bill, my gas bill. I have every single bill stacked up and I pay them one by one. And the reason I'm doing that is because I need to have a real handle on what I'm doing. I need to have a real handle on where money is going. Could I have easily had the bookkeeper set everything up, put it on auto pay, just pay it? There's more enough money in the account. Yes, but I want to feel what's happening. I want to know every single dollar. I want to introduce myself to every dollar. And I want to speak to you on your way out. So, you know, you can come back in. And I think, you know, one of the things that happens when we amass a certain level of success, we kind of just blow it off. No, there is no blowing off. And so, you know, I applaud you for your humility in going through the 21 days to financial freedom, because many people who have achieved what you've achieved in life, in corporate success and so on and so forth, they're like, oh, this is basic. I don't need this. Well, my thing is, if you don't need it, prove it. Get through it. Just get to the other side.
Amen.
Just get to the other side. Like, if you don't learn, I know you're going to learn one thing. You may not learn a lot, but you're going to learn at least something. And that something is going to allow us to pick up the torch together to help other people. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. So let me say this to you, or let me ask you this. If someone is reading your portion of the book, Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst the Pandemic. And if they feel stuck, where would you suggest they start? Where should they start?
First, I would say they should pray.
Okay.
There's something in that pause, in that Selah, that you know, where you need to connect and really listen to God. Because I think sometimes, at least in my case, I thought I was in control of something. Okay.
When yeah.
Really, I realize that I'm not. One of the models that I have is you have to do something to move something. It takes work, diligence and consistency in order for you not to be stuck. You have to get in motion. For me, I was in that place And New Wealth University was the first step that I needed to take. It didn't, no matter where I, how far I thought I was, you seek out the help and support that you need. For me, that was New Wealth University. That was reaching out. So I would say, pray, align yourself in the right posture with the Lord, seek the help that you need. And we already have that in New Wealth University.
Mm-hmm.
You have a principle called 10, 10, 30, 50.
Yeah.
Budgeting is probably one of my favorite fundamental principles that have helped me save my life.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone that said, give first, put God first, outside of the four walls of the church as a financial principle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, divine connection, you have to line yourself up with people of integrity whose motivation lines up with the will of God for your life.
There you go.
Not the will of their intention
for
your life.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Jesus.
So that is what I would say would be your first step. Dr. Lynn, you are no joke.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, because, you know, I've been doing this for so long. Often, let me just be really honest. I'm like, what am I doing? Is it working? Is it helping anybody? Just the other day, I just had a moment of fear and my husband literally had to just hug me. And I was like, he was like, babe, you can't want it more than the people. They've got to want it. You do what you can do and then let go. And, but I do know that lives are being changed. So I'm thankful, and I'm just in a state of perpetual gratitude. I am so thankful to God for what he has done and what he is doing and what he is still going to do. So, you know, I started all of this with his permission and at his direction, because I truly believe that I cannot help the world. But if I help enough people, we can all help the world together. So it's going to take folks like you, me, all of us, teaching more people, and then they will teach more people, and they will teach more people. So we're going to get free together. That's what I love about it. Let me ask you this. You talked about home and the workplace in the book. Which do you find most difficult to overcome challenges during the pandemic?
Well, home and the workplace for me collided.
Okay.
So I really had to be honest with myself. And what was the most challenging during the pandemic was coming to terms with Nikki Sheree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed to grow.
Ooh.
And get outside of what I thought I was, who I thought I was to everyone else.
Yeah.
Versus who God called me to be. And and stand in that place. And quite honestly, that was difficult.
Yeah.
I had a lot of quiet time during the pandemic. A lot of time, because I wasn't, you know, commuting back and forth. I'm working from home. I could steal away into that quiet space, and I'm an introvert by nature. And God told me that there were some things within me that I needed to address.
Wow.
And going through 21 days to financial freedom. See, people, it's really interesting. The principles in the book are life principles.
Yes.
When I had to start digging deeper, that wasn't just about whether or not I was balancing my checkbook.
Yes.
I had to deal with what's going on. Why?
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
And for me, that was the most difficult challenge to overcome, was addressing Nikki Sheree. And getting myself together, like cleaning up our own house, I had to clean up my heart and allow my mind to be transformed so that I could carry forward the principles that I've been learning and put them in place so that my children could see the fruit of it.
Because yes.
In essence, all of the work and the will and the financial blessing and all of that stuff, I could have accredited to the things that I was doing, but God showed me there's more. If we really want generational wealth, we got to get outside of the way, because it's not about me.
Come on now.
I was my own challenge.
We all were. You know, my whole life came down to a biscuit at Red Lobster Chow. My husband ate my biscuit. I don't think I'll ever get over it completely. You know, I've forgiven him. I moved on. We good. But he ate that biscuit and chow.
When I tell you I cried like a baby, I called everybody. And, I have a text group with attorney Michelle and Serena and Deidre and Ingrid. And they were all laughing at me. But Ingrid and Serena, they got it. They were like, how dare he? I said, yes, this is what I'm talking about. So we got on the phone and I just broke down crying. And I was like, I understand that I have a problem because I am crying about a biscuit. I have wrapped my whole entire existence up in the enjoyment of a biscuit when there were so many other things going on in life, but I needed balance. I was in over everything. I was in just overdrive. I worked so hard in 2020, child. That's why y'all got the one you got today. It's like, where's Lynn Richardson? She taking a nap because I cannot do. But no, I had to address me. And I knew when I was crying about that biscuit, I knew that it was bigger than the biscuit. And I knew that I needed to surrender. I needed to stop. I needed to slow down. I needed to accept what was, what is.
Yes.
The tech guy is building out the new platform. It's a year overdue. He told me today. He was like, it's 10 days away. I was like, how 10 days? Was it 10 days consecutively or 10 days, one day a month? Like, tell me what you mean by 10 days. You know, but I count it all glory. That's what I do. I just count it all glory. And God is just so good. And so we are so, so, so very blessed. Listen, y'all. Nikki, tell us where people can reach out to you. Where can they find you?
The easiest way to find me, and thank you again, Dr. Lynn, for grace, giving me the opportunity to even share my story. You can reach me at NikkiCherie.com. That's NikkiCherie.com. Because we don't have any janky businesses around Dr. Lynn.
Come on now. Your website, your email address, all that got to match. Baby, we ain't got no Big John 22, baby back. We don't do none of that. Honey, we are having such a good time. I love you all so much. But guess what? We still have more when we come back.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Yes, we are talking about living beyond 2020. You all need to understand that if you made it through 2020, you can really do anything. Whatever dream you have, whatever goal you have, whatever it is that you have, it does not matter what comes against you. What matters is what you do now in this time when you can pivot, when you can thrive. So beyond 2020, life and business lessons on thriving amidst a pandemic. We have had so much fun with our authors. I just love you all so much. I cannot wait till we get together again and we're in the same room and I want to go to an island. I need an island. I'm tired of this now. I need to go to an island and I need to get there quick. But we have Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC, one of our authors in Beyond 2020. Nikki, you've shared so many jewels. If you had to sum it all up, what one thing do you want the reader to walk away with in terms of their financial freedom?
Oh, I would say use what you have and follow the process.
Yeah.
Use what you have. You can start 10, 10, 30, 50 today. You can start a home-based business today.
Today.
That means you might have to change your mindset or your perspective. You may have to move with intention. Work is required, but every single day you already have what's within your hands. Be consistent and follow the process. It will work.
That's what I tell people. And I'm like, now listen, and I'm not trying to be mean, but you can't come to New Wealth University and tell me what you want to do because you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to follow the process. And no, I need you to trust the process and just go. Now, if you get to step 16 and you realize, you know what, I don't understand this, it's not working for me, okay, fine. But trust the process. And that is, that's what I've had to do. I had to trust the process. I had to surrender. Yes. I'm a lot like you, Nikki, in that I'm the strong one. I'm the one everybody comes to. I'm the one. But then there was a day when I did not know what I was doing. And I had to tell everybody, listen, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to stop. I'm going to submit. I'm going to trust the process. And so I think that that is just such a, I think it's such a, just an important thing. So while we are at the threshold of 2022 and in 2022, what key nuggets are you carrying forward to face the challenges or opportunities that every new year, not just 22, but what are you doing to face the challenges or opportunities that a new year will bring?
I think you have reiterated this, and I'm going to reiterate it again.
Mm-hmm.
God knew what I needed when I thought I needed what I wanted. Sometimes you have to surrender, and that's the nugget that I'm going to carry forward in every year. And the reason why I say that is because when I surrendered, he brought you into my life.
Wow.
And I want the audience to realize you didn't know me from Adam.
Nope.
You didn't have to invest your time, your energy. You didn't have to be transparent. You didn't have to call me on the phone and say, I've looked at your finances and here's the opportunities that I see. And you didn't have to believe in me when you answered the question and I didn't go deep enough and I failed the class.
Wow.
You gave me the encouragement and inspiration to come back.
Wow.
And to do it again. And now I am a duplication of you.
Wow.
The things that you teach, I get to share with someone else. And they get to decide if they're going to surrender and do the work and follow what God has called them
Come
to
on
do.
Now. Yeah.
But it won't be because they didn't know. Because you poured into me, I'm pouring into somebody else.
Yep.
And so I would just say, be open to that surrender. Because you don't know how God is going to expand the opportunity for you to your life to make an impact. I pray for purpose.
Yeah.
And my purpose is clear.
Yeah.
And everything that I do is aligned with it.
Yes.
So I'm just so grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful.
You know, I thank you so much for that. So many people have expressed after the fact when they fail an assignment, they're like, she failed me. Yeah. Cause that, I don't know what you just said in that answer, because it wasn't what I asked. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. I don't know who you think is over here reading this stuff, but baby, I ain't no fool, and that ain't it. So I need you to go back and answer the question. And it's a really good thing, because we are so used to just moving through life and going and giving answers that are gray. They're not black and white. And we're so smart. We're so educated. And so, yeah, we know this stuff. We can move. But no, we need to answer these questions. And, you know, it's a very, very small percentage of folks who give up after they fail an assignment. And their egos, they just get so offended. But the truth is, why does grandma whoop us with the switch? Mm-hmm. Why does Big Mama scold us? Why does the Lord, chastise those whom he loves? That's it. It's because of love. And what you said in the very beginning, that this is about love and going back to the basics. So I am just so excited. You are such a dear, such a blessing. We have so many great things coming. We have some major announcements happening. We have some new things happening in New Wealth University. We're hiring folks. We've got, positions that are opening up. But more importantly, there are so many more people we want to help. So many people we want to serve. And so many people who need the freedom that God has blessed us to experience. And I remember in early in my walk with Christ, I just wanted to, if I could take my heart out of my chest, literally take it out and put it in other people's bodies, that's what I would do. And you remind me so much of myself in that way. So God bless you, Nikki Cherie. Nikki Cherie, the corporate MC. Please go to www.nikkicherie.com. That's NikkiCherie.com. www.nikkicherie.com. And guess what? Whatever you need, you guys know I'm here. Go to AskLynn.org. Follow us at Lynn Millionaire. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Do the doggone thing. And Nikki, God bless you. And thank you so much for helping us move beyond 2020.
God bless. Thank
God bless you. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at AskLynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.